Steve in North Conway, New Hampshire. Welcome to the EIB Network, sir. Hello.
Raj, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I got to tell you, 4th of July is usually the biggest holiday weekend we have up here.
Yeah.
There were more people last night in New Hampshire than I've seen in a long time. And I know a lot of them didn't live there. And I saw them at the voting booths. So it was kind of interesting.
Well, now, wait a minute. I'd like to explore this with you, but this is what we call anecdotal. It's not to disparage what you're saying, but, and I have to be honest, anybody can, now don't take this personally.
No. Nope.
I'm going to be asking you for details here, because anybody can call a talk show and say anything they want.
That's right.
And if we're not there to see it, we don't know if you're telling us the truth or not. So you saw a whole bunch of buses, you saw more people in New Hampshire to see on the 4th of July. Are you assuming these people, these buses contain people brought in from out of state to vote?
Right. I live in a very small town, and you generally know everybody in a small town. And at my particular voting establishment, people were coming in that I've never seen before in cars with out-of-state license plates. A van pulled out with an out-of-state license plate. And as you know, you can just walk in, basically say you want to vote, and you can vote.
Well, it's not quite that easy. Although we had the story back, what was it, Snurdly, November 27th? It was an AP or Reuters story, and there were two stories. One was about Iowa and how you can participate in the Iowa caucus, and the other one was New Hampshire. And I could not believe this. I couldn't believe it so much we checked it out with people in New Hampshire. We found out that the basic elements of the story were true, and that is college students, anybody can come in from anywhere out of state and register that day of the primary and get a ballot. And basically all they have to do is say, well, yeah, I intend to live here someday, or I'm coming back real soon or whatever. And there was a quote from one of the Democrat Party bigwigs in New Hampshire who was asked about this. And he said, I forget his name, isn't this a little odd that people outside the state of New Hampshire can come in and vote? And this guy turned around, oh, so you're against people voting, huh? We think everybody should vote. We think as many people as possible should vote. That's what keeps the country together. Now, wait a minute. We're talking about people outside the state of New Hampshire. Yeah, why are you against people voting, he said. So, you know, I'm going to sound like a broken record here today, but these Democrat pre-election polls were so off base. In fact, I've got an interesting story here that I printed out last night. It is by, let's see, who is this guy? By the way, ABC's blogs print out. It is Gary Langer is his name, and he is the director of polling at ABC, and he's got a piece here about the crisis that pollsters faced over these horrible predictions prior to the Democrat vote yesterday. I'll share that with you after the break. After we get a couple more phone calls in.